I'm going to spend most of the time on the gospel, but I just want to point out how sweet is the direction of the Holy Spirit and how wise. They've come to this decision, and now they're going to send it back to Antioch, where there's going to be an argument. All those people who are insisting that the Mosaic law was still in full force, they're going to be very angry and very disappointed. And yet, they don't want to lose them. They're brothers. So bigger than winning an argument is winning the person. And so, just when you read it, you know, look at, you know, the brothers in Antioch, Syria, Cilicia. Greetings. We've heard that some of our number, went out. And so we're sending Judas and Silas, not just Paul and Barnabas, because everybody knows where they stand. They could come back and twist it. Judas and Silas, and later on it says, and one is a prophet, and he'll explain things. Do you see the gentleness? You see the wisdom that these people know from the Holy Spirit? You see? So they build up Barnabas and Paul. They've given their lives to the name of Jesus. And this is what the decision is, and we went over that before. And then they got together and they read it out. But it's such delicacy. You see? It isn't an email. This is our decision. Take it or leave it. No, it's concern for everybody involved, even those who disagree with them. We can learn a lot, you see, from God on how to be human. And here it is in this. This is my commandment, love one another. Now, what does that mean? There's the daily. It means a certain affection. It doesn't mean, well, you know, you got to start. I hope you don't go to hell. So that's the beginning anyway. But how do we get there? I've told you before, see, the grace of living in a community is you've got to die to self all the time. That doesn't sound like much of an advantage, but it is. You see, I told you before about how St. John Bergman's, a saint, used to say, "Mihi maxima penitentia, vita communis." For me, the greatest penance is life in common. Now, what he didn't mean, you know, I'm living with a bunch of jerks. You know, he didn't mean that. He meant that we're so different, and our emotional lives are so out of order, that to get along all the time with each other is death to self, which is the whole point. But, you know, if I'm a hermit, death to self could be pretty easy. Of course, it's not. There's a great saying among the Desert Fathers. There are men who cannot live with other men, and so they live alone. But so do the beasts. That's not an eremitical life. You know, it's this challenge. So, we look at it the other way. The greatest love you can have is to lay down your life. Well, literally, physically, yeah. But we can do that. You see? The Holy Spirit moves us to have that kind of love. And as our Lord tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, for our enemies. Now, an enemy, theologically or biblically, is not somebody I don't like. It's presumed we're getting over our own emotional problems. That's got nothing to do with it. An enemy is somebody who wills evil to me. That's an enemy. And the Lord is saying, love them. Lay down your life for them. Pray for them. Is that hard? Yes. But it's not optional. So it means to love each other and to grow in that, to pray, and to be amazed at the work of the Holy Spirit to bring about a love, a forgiveness, and an affection for those who were or are our enemies. It's a triumph. If you're going to try it on your own, you're not going to get it there. Human nature doesn't operate that way. But think of people whose families have been destroyed in war, who've been mocked and beaten, and who forgive from their heart. That's the greatest miracle. It's the greatest charismatic performance you could wish for. Because it's just like Jesus. How does this work out day by day? You know, we may be getting persecuted. Who knows? Things could get a lot tougher. Already we're insulted and mocked in the papers all the time. Do you pray for those people? You better. They're sinning. We're getting insulted. They're getting marked with sin. That could take them to hell. This is the grace of the Holy Spirit, to really love. And that's, it says here, you see, that's how they'll know you're my disciples. You see. And this is what, you see, what a friend does is lay down his life. Now, St. Augustine has this commentary. It's on the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 16. You can go, be good, meditate on it. It says, in this we know the love, the agape, that he laid down his life for us. You want to look at that and let the reality of that impress your heart, and it will melt it. You see, he laid down his life for us. John goes on, and so we too should lay down our lives for one another and for the brothers. Then he gives an example. I know you know all this, and you know the text, right? If a man sees his brother not having clothes or food, and, you know, and closes his heart to him, how can you say that the agape of God is in such a man? It's not. Augustine is saying, the norm is to lay down your life, so at least part with a couple of bucks. You know, care for him. Then he goes on to conclude, brothers, let us not love in word and tongue, blah, 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 but in spirit and in truth. And in truth means what? In a way that reveals the Father. Because truth is the manifestation of the Father. That's why Jesus says, I am the truth. To love in the truth is to manifest the love, the forgiveness of the Father. And so, you see, Augustine says, well, lay down your life. That's pretty tough. So start with where you are. You know, a couple of bucks, a coat, take them out to lunch, you know, do something. See, that's the beginning. I don't know how long it takes, longer than I've been around, to really get this. To really understand. This is it. We make up all these rules and regulations of the things that we should be doing. And Jesus says, look, I never told you any of that. I told you one thing. Love each other. That's my commandment. Is it hard? Yeah. Why? Because we're so messed up. But if we pray every day, we will see that the Holy Spirit will conquer our wayward emotions and give us the possibility of loving with our whole being. It's a very precious grace, and we need it every day, because every day we have to die to self.